Yeah, well, the thing is, they have such a high workload over there that last fall when this happened, you know, and I went in there to ask him about, I was getting some other supplies, but I asked him about that, and they said, we're not taking any more right now, but you can bring it in the 1st of March, and we will, you know, you'll be first in line on the spring. So that's why I'm taking it in tomorrow. So it's, you know, one of the first ones that'll get looked at. Well, last year they told me it was $25 to have it diagnosed, and if I got it fixed there, that would go towards the cost of the repair. Well, when I called Friday to see if, you know, March 1st was falling on a Sunday, so I said, you know, you're going to be able to take it in then? And he said, oh, yeah. He said, but just last Monday, the diagnosis went from 25 to 40. So it's already more. And I imagine the repair that, if that's what they think it is. And they said it's real easy to change on that engine. And so we'll find out. I don't care. Even if it's 300 or 500, it's still better, you know, than buying a new one. Because I'll probably only have it another 2 or 3 years once I do the repair on it, and I'll be able to get that money back when I sell it if it's in super good shape. It doesn't have a lot of hours on it, even though it's older, but oil's been changed every year. Fuel filter, oil filter, air cleaner about every other year, you know. It doesn't even get dirty, really. I just do it because you can buy a kit for it and get all of it, spark plug every year. So it's in really good shape. I just changed two spindles on it a couple years ago.